Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Pretty darn good music there, Steely Dan. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. And you'll find all the things that we do there every day and have been doing now for over 13 years on the smallbusinessadvocate.com website. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our poll question on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. And I've got thousands, literally thousands of archives and articles of past shows and things that I've written or my brain trust members have written right there that will help you with your small business. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Luke Vandermillen. He's a vice president of marketing in the Retirement and Investment Services Division of the Principal Financial Group. And Luke, you brought us your Standing by Employees During Tough Times guide, which is a report that you put out every year from the principal 10 best that I've been telling my audience about now for a long time with your help, you and some of the other folks at Principal. And your website is principal.com, right?
That's correct.
Can they go there? Can they get the guide there at the website?
They can. We have it right on the site, so folks can go to www.principal.com and download the guide for free.
Folks, I encourage you to do that. Go do that today. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. Just download it. And read through what these companies have done. There are some great best practices and some tips that you can get from these folks. These are people. If you want me to tell you why you should do it, if you're asking me, okay, why should I really care about what these companies have done, Luke, I want you to give us that turnover statistic you gave us in the previous segment. Folks, if this isn't enough of a reason to listen to what these people, not the principal group, these are the 10 people, 10 companies just like yours. Those are the people to listen to first. And Luke, give us that turnover statistic again.
Yeah, you know, the statistic is all around the investment that small to medium-sized businesses make in their employees, which they consider to be, you know, the biggest asset of their companies. And they use their benefit programs to attract and retain, you know, the best people, the ones who contribute to the bottom line and really add to the culture of those organizations. And if you look at companies of less than 1,000 employees, on average, their voluntary turnover rate, this is across the United States, they average around 20 to 24% voluntary turnover rate. The 10 best companies averages turnover in the 7% range. So there's a huge difference there and a huge impact to the bottom line of a small to medium sized
business. And you believe that the benefits clearly played at least part of the reason for that. And folks, that's enough of a reason to go see what these people have got going on. What are they doing that's maybe that much smarter than you and I are on the benefits side. Let's talk some more. What are some other things that you learned from the 10 best, Luke?
Well, you know, one of the things that we learn, you know, in addition to them, you know, just seeking the expertise of a financial advisor is, you know, what do they do with that expertise? And I would say they identify what are the most important benefits to their employees as it relates to financial security. And to no surprise, health insurance rises to the top of
right,
that list.
Right.
But then you have things like the retirement plan, be it a 401k plan or a 403b plan for a nonprofit organization. You know, you have things like dental benefits and other voluntary insurance coverages that the employer makes available.
Do you recommend a cafeteria type? I don't mean use that in the technical way. There is a technical
right.
term, cafeteria, but I mean, is you recommend the ability for, you know, if you've got a 25-year-old employee, they've got different outlook than a 55-year-old employee. Do you recommend having those kinds of things where, you know, this one can choose dental and this one can choose something else?
Yeah, we recommend that an employer, through their financial advisor, they sit down and they try to evaluate what are the benefits that they can provide, both on the basis of the employer paying for and providing those benefits, and some that they're just making available, because there's a lot of benefit programs. You know, if you think on the retirement side, years ago, you know, companies provided a pension plan, and the employees didn't have to contribute to it. They just needed to work there and then
defined
get income
benefits.
In retirement, right? Defined benefit plans. Well, that's really been shifted to programs like 401k plans over the last 10 to 20 years.
Right.
The same thing has happened on the insurance side of things, where you know some benefit coverages are provided on a employer paid basis, and others the cost is shared between the employer and the employee, and then others are provided on a voluntary basis. And what we would recommend is sitting down with your financial advisor and figuring out what's the menu of benefits that we should make available to our employees. And one of the ways you can do that is you can ask your employees. I mean, you can survey your employees and say, tell us what's most important to you, so that as we think about our benefit program, we can make sure that your voice is heard. And that's a pretty easy thing to do.
And don't undervalue the payroll deduction and the company bringing in advisors from different benefits disciplines to help people understand. Don't undervalue that being a benefit. Even if the company's not paying for that care, that coverage, being able to payroll deduct it and making it available, that's part of a benefit, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim. That's a huge part of the benefit, the ease and convenience of things like payroll deduction, the education that you can provide to employees at the workplace.
Right.
And I mentioned before the break, you know, the best companies seem to have kind of evolved beyond that, you know, get a group of employees together and do a 30-minute meeting on benefits. And really, they've taken that the next step and sit down with employees individually.
That's a communication thing. Principal.com. Go there, folks, and download the guide. Hey, Luke, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will definitely come back. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Enjoyed having you here. Luke Vandermillen, ladies and gentlemen, with the Principal Financial Group. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.